वासुदेवाय कृष्ण. सो वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट फोर्थ कैंटो 23rd चैप्टर. नाउ विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंटो 24th चैप्टर. सो हियर आफ्टर दिस पृथ्वीराज देन हिज सन दे आर विजितस्व he was ruling the country. Thereafter his son Havirdhana, thereafter his son Barisat, or who is more famously known as more widely known as Prachinavari, because he was doing so much worship, fire sacrifice, that this Krusag grass was pointing to the east side, and everywhere there are so many Kusas, Barisat. So his name is Prachinavari. Prachina means east and Bari means this Kusa. In this way, the Barisat, he married Satadruti, who is the daughter of the ocean. So she was so beautiful that it is stated that while this marriage ceremony was going on, the fire god was very much attracted to this lady, Satadruti. She was so beautiful. So anyway, then he has this Prachinavari. He has from his wife Satadruti 10 sons. They are known as Prachitas. So this Vidura asked that who are these Prachitas? So these are the Prachitas. So by the order of the father, the Prachitas, they went to the ocean for doing sacrifice so that they can create progeny. So when they went to there, they saw this Rudra, the Sivaji. And from Sivaji, when he made, they prepared their obeisances. So Sivaji told them, one is called Rudra Git. Just like Bhagavad Gita, similarly Rudra Git, and that is from 33 to 68, this 36 slokas, 36 verses. Prior to that, he said to Prachitas that you see, Prachitas, in 4th canto, 24th chapter, text 29, that Shodharmanishta Satadharma Vipuman Birinchata Meti Tata Parangimam अभ्याकृतं भागवतोथ वैष्णवं पदं जतां विबुधा कलात्ते. That a person who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 words becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. And if he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu is in unalloyed devotional service is immediately promoted to the spiritual planets. Lord Shiva and other demigods attend these planets after the destruction of this material world. So he said this Rudra Giti to these Prachitas, and that is 36 verses are there. I will speak only one verse at least. It is stated in 57 verse, 4th canto, 24th chapter, text 57. That Kena Dhena Pitulai Na Swargam Na Punarbhavam भागवत संगी संगस्य मर्त्याना किमुदाशिष. This verse is very important because similar verses are there so many times in Bhagavatam. It means that if one by chance associates with a devotee, even for a fraction of a moment, he no longer is subject to attraction by the results of karma or jnana. What interest can he have in the benedictions of the demigods who are subject to the laws of birth and death? So in this way, Prachitas, they did this tapasya, this austerity in the ocean for 10,000 years. And when they came out of the ocean, they saw the world is full with trees. So they became somehow or other, they became angry, and all these trees were being burnt. So the moon god, who is the protector of these trees, उष्णामी च औषधि सर्वा सोम भूत रसात्मक. इट इज स्टेटेड इन भगवद गीता 15th चैप्टर दैट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस रेज ऑफ द मून दैट दिस ट्रीज आर हैविंग दिस फ्रूट्स एट्सेट्रा. सो द मून गॉड ही सोम हिज नेम इज सोम. सो ही प्लीडेड दैट यू शुड नॉट बर्न दिस ट्रीज दे आर हैविंग दे आर ऑल्सो यूटिलिटी. So anyway, these trees, they were rearing or maintaining one girl that is born from Pramlocha Apsara. Her name is Marisa. So the trees offered this Marisa to Prachitas. So the Prachitas married her and from her came Dakshya. This is in Chakshusa Manvantara. Chakshusa means sixth Manvantara. So Dakshya, who was offended Shivaji, he had his head cut off, and that's why he got a goat's head. And thereafter he left that body and became the son of Prachitas. So he is known as Prachitas' son, Prachitas Dakshya, and his further activities will be described in 6th canto. Then this Prachitas, after they did this austerity, they met the Lord. The Lord appeared before them. So the Lord said to them, it is described in 30th chapter, text 19, that Gruhesu Abhisatam Chapi Punsam Kusal Karmanam Madhvarta Jata Jamanam No Bandhaya Gruha Mata. That means, that those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. So in this way, Prachitas, they ruled for almost 10,000 years. They did austerity, and they had the darshan of also Narad Muni also advised them. It is described in 31 chapter that very important verses that tatha tarurmula nishichanena trupyanti taskanda bhujo pusakha pranam paharacha jatindriyanam tativa sarva haranamachya tejya. Is 4th canto 31 chapter text 14. That as pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, simply worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are parts of that Supreme Personality. So in this way, these Prachitas, they finally attained the spiritual world. So in the meanwhile, from chapter 25 to this 29, these five chapters, there is the discussion about these Prachinabaris. Prachinabaris, Narad Muni wanted to deliver this Prachinabari also. So Narad Muni told him this Puranjana Upakhyana. Narad Muni, because Prachinabari was very expert in doing these fire sacrifices, so he was killing so many animals in that fire sacrifices, and Narad Muni showed this Prachinabari, those animals, that were killed in the animal fire sacrifices, they showed them live. And they said, he said that they are waiting for you so that they will also kill you, like that. So, Narad Muni gave one Puranjana Upakhyana. Puranjana Upakhyana means a person who is so much materially affected, materially attached. He particularly is so much attached to his wife, and in the next birth he gets again another woman body. In this way, this material life goes on like that. He has given so much, just like one story like that, Puranjana Upakhyana. Then, the purport of this Upakhyana is that it is described in 29th chapter that actually one should Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahita Sadrichinena Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Jat Jnanam Cha Janaishyati. That is 29, text 37. One should, the purport is that one should do this devotional service to the Lord. 29, text 37. That Vasudeve Bhagavati. This similar verse is also there in different cantos also. Here it is said by Narad Muni that the real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nescience that causes him to ensure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. So in this way, there is Svabhi Priyatas Pratna in 59-51 verse also, he says that Svabhi Priyatamas Chatma Jato no Bhaya Anupi. Iti Veda Sabe Vidvan, Jo Vidvan Sa Guru Hari. One who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence. This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Super Soul or friend of everyone. One who knows this secret is actually educated, and one thus educated can become the spiritual master of the world. One who is an actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, is not different from Krishna. In this way, Narad Muni also educated this Prachinavari, and he also attended Prachinavari. He went to Kapilashrama, this Ganga Sagar, and finally he achieved this spiritual world. This way, fourth canto ended, and then there is fifth canto where there is Priyavatas. Priyavata means the eldest son of Swabhumanu. His pastime service described. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudev ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnav ki, Vidayi Gaur Pramana.